producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, ready. Hour two begins now here on GCN and elsewhere around the world. Thank you for being here, robertscottbell.com. Links are in the show notes. Super Don is with me this hour as well, barring any tornado activity in the area of his studio. Yeah, everything looking okay, clear this hour so far?
You know, I stepped outside on the break, and it is pretty windy, but, you know, whatever.
No sirens, right? No sirens, right? Duck and cover, go underground.
No tornado can take down Super Don. So.
No way. Don't even try. Don't even bother. Now, the last hour, one of the biggest stories of new media, and I know that a lot of you might be saying, really, is that the biggest story? It is, because the new media scooped the old media, and the old media is just a little bit butthurt by this, because evidently, and I'm going to get this confirmation from you, Super Don, right? We talked about this mock shooting in Austin where they had staged this thing. Suddenly there were these communosexual protesters waving sex toys and farting with fart guns and trying to disrupt it. And then they quietly moved to another area without telling anybody and did the mock shooting because it showed exactly how real shootings happen. No warning. We're not saying this is where we're going to be. It happens. And then it's a gun-free zone. You're lucky if 10 to 12 minutes you've got the authorities showing up. By then, mass slaughter because it's a gun-free zone. And only people without guns are the law-abiding people who will not violate the rules because they listen to the things, although sometimes at their own peril. Civil disobedience would be appropriate in this case because somebody could pull out a firearm and good guys could beat bad guys potentially with guns. And after the mainstream media was scooped because they didn't follow where this thing was going, only Talk Network was there. Pete Santilli was reporting live with Mike Adams. Mike Adams was on the scene. The question is now that they missed it, the reporting after the fact. Did the mainstream media, any of the many medias you mentioned last hour that were there, did they contact you, Super Don, or anybody from Talk Network to say, hey, can we get the footage? Can we have a quote from you about what happened here? How has the reporting been since then?
Immediately after we did this, we were actually in communication with several media outlets. One of them actually was CNN. And they chose not to do anything with the footage because, you know, like you said, we had the footage. So if you wanted to see the mock shooting in action, you had to get it from us. They didn't want to have anything to do with it. And if you go and you take a look at the last, you know, 24 hours of media coverage on the internet, you're seeing headlines like, and I'm reading this here, students mock a mock shooting event just off campus. Another headline, blink and you might have missed the mock shooting protest. Here's another one. Gun group misses the mark with mock shooting event. So what we're seeing here is the media is spinning this in a way to basically try and cover the fact that they completely missed the entire thing. And they're giving the credit to the counter protesters, the fart gun people, the sex toy people. And, you know, if you look at how things transpired, here's basically what happened. You had a group of students show up waving sex toys in the air and trying to find the mock shooting in order to try and protest it. Well, by the time they showed up, the mock shooting was over. And so what you ended up having, instead of a counter-protest, you had a bunch of crazy people waving sex toys in the air for no reason other than the fact that they were just there looking silly. And so obviously the media is not going to portray this way. They are going to focus on the fact that the counter-protesters were there and completely miss the point that was made there, which was that a mass shooting is not going to take place where people think it's going to take place.
No, and of course, a gun-free zone is a killing zone. It's a slaughter zone. And to think that you can fart at a terrorist or a mass shooter who's on psychiatric meds and that would stop him or her, it's ludicrous. Absolutely dangerous ludicrosity. And, of course, it could end up costing you or a loved one their lives. And so what do we do with this? We just continue to report the things that they will not report. And I think the brilliance of the folks that put this together, don'tcomply.com, it shows how the intellect is much stronger in new media. And those that are seeing through the propagandistic-like ways the mass media works and the way they manipulate consciousness and get you to agree to not only disarm yourselves, but to roll up the sleeves of your children and have them shot, too, by medical authorities who don't even read the scientific peer-reviewed journals. And if they do, it's pretty much, let's say, the sham peer review that concludes things that they want to believe because they have a religious death cult and not a scientifically established reason to vaccinate everyone the same way all the time for everything. Sorry to tie those things together, but shots are shots in this case, and they can be as dangerous or more so.
I'll tell you, if you want to get like a firsthand look at how the media is purposely trying to squash the message of what this was about yesterday, all you have to do is look at these headlines. I mean, here's one from the Houston Chronicle. Houston Chronicle says both protests claim to win the day, with the farters saying they effectively neutralized the impact of the mock shooting. My question is, how? Yeah. How did the people with the fart machines neutralize the impact of the mock shooting? They weren't there.
They weren't even there. It's a truthful statement in that they did so because the mainstream media chose to cover mock farters.
You have to ask yourself, was it the people with the fart machines that neutralized the impact? Or was it the mainstream media?
No, it was the media, absolutely.
Exactly.
This is where we're going. And we don't want you to know the message that the Don't Comply guys were revealing, because it would be an empowering message.
But if you go to these places like Talk Network, Natural News, the Pete Santilli's, show, the Don't Comply guys, that is where you're going to find the truth. And now we have the ability to put that out there and have it uncensored, where you can go and get that information. This show, this is where you go to get the truth. And it's growing exponentially. And that's a good sign.
Broadcast Healy on all levels here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You can leave a message 24/7, even when we're not on the air, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. From the hated mainstream media to the apparently hated Martin Shkreli and his new company planning to sell medicine which patients used to be able to get for free. Oh, evil Martin Shkreli, right? That's what they want to do. It was free. No, it wasn't. The government was paying for it. It's a mock freedom, right? It's pretend freedom. And what happens here in this treatment for a parasitic disease called Shigras they say it's been available for free. No, nothing's free. Come on. Didn't your mom tell you anything? There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's going to pay. And the Shkreli wants to sell the stuff. Fine, I don't have an opinion. What I have an opinion on is the medical monopoly, because we can deal with parasitic infections for almost free, for fractions of a penny on the pharmaceutical dollar in real money. Because the real money that the government is spending is not pennies on the dollar. They're spending big bucks to make somebody rich through what we call corporatism. That plays itself out as corporate fascism as it mandates participation in a medical monopoly. And we have the ability to neutralize these parasites with silver hydrosol, with ozone, with copper hydrosol or colloidal copper, cost fractions of a penny on the pharmaceutical dollar, but that cannot be allowed. You try to go into these areas where these infections and parasites exist with this kind of thing, and the World Health Organization, even Doctors Without Borders, they'll find a way to stop you. They will buy out the people in charge in the government, and they will sell out their own people for the money that they will be able to get to keep natural medicine out of the curative process and maintain the established medical monopoly worldwide. So this story should not be about Shkreli charging money for something that is already being paid for by your tax dollars. It should be about the fact that they are prohibiting any knowledge or access to substances that will actually work, that won't kill anybody, and that cannot be patented in that monopoly. And speaking of that monopoly, another drug, we talked about the drug that was created or invented to counteract the side effect of opioids, right? The pain-killing drugs. Constipation caused by opiates. They have a drug for that. Now they have a drug for chemotherapy overdose. If we overdose you on chemo almost to death, here's another drug the FDA just approved that claims to be able to counteract the damage or somehow protect the cells from that damage. You know what? I call BS on that drug because we already have things like that. They're called selenium. They're called minerals. They're called omega-3 essential fats. They're called CBD and THC. They're called water. They're called liver detoxifiers. They're called milk thistle. They're called Ayurvedic herbal substances. They're called homeopathic medicines. And yet, no, we can't have that. We've got a drug we've just approved. Clinical trials participants were given this Vistagard. And 89 to 97% were alive after 30 days. That's what they say. That's their claim. Well, great. I'm happy for you. But we've been doing that with natural supplements, herbal medicines, homeopathics for decades. And in fact, the only way you could survive chemo is to pump up the volume on antioxidants in your body to neutralize the effect on healthy cells. And now they're getting wind of it only because they have a patented pharmaceutical drug that they say will do the same. BS, Super Don. I call BS on this. Just saying. Super Don has been rendered silent, mute. I hope the tornado hasn't arrived there. No sirens out there where you are in Louisiana. All right, we've got lots more to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, including the rise of another superbug. This superbug, so big and bad, it resists every antibiotic. We're going to tell you about that, as well as a cannabis update. And let's see if we can get to a story about... Oh, it's a happy story. I go, oh, well, a boy battling cancer. What are they giving? ACL? All right. We got some good stuff coming up. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on GCN and Talk Network. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, just check with Super Don. He's all right?
It's all right. Like I said, there's big storms moving through certain areas of the country today, and he'll be back. Hopefully, we'll be booted up again at the bottom of the hour. But for now, you and me. It's just you and me. RSV and me. Can you say that? I guess. Well, I just did. Anyway, RobertScottBell.com. Talking about superbugs. By the way, I just lectured at Simply Natural. Obviously, talked about healing the gut, the criticality of healing the gut for every disease. Every disease. You're not treating a disease. You're healing the gut. What does that mean? I don't know. Until the government can figure out a way to say you're not allowed to heal your own gut, you're going to correct a lot going on. Malabsorption, nutritional deficiencies, chronic inflammation, degradation diseases. You know, all these things related to cancer, autoimmunity, allergies. You can't disconnect any aspect of function from the GI tract. That is the border that operates in your earth suit to protect you from the outside world, to allow from the outside world into your world, that which is designed to be necessary for your survival, the survival of that body you've been given. As we acknowledge being spiritual beings having human experiences, this body, got to take care of it. And it's not enough to rely on good genes or bad genes, right? It's about doing the right thing. And so one of the things that I encourage you to do is the Silver Aloe Protocol, which I just started again. You know, I lectured on it again, and I was like, you know, it's been a while. I'm going to do it. So this morning I poured my, about an ounce of aloe, ounce and a half of aloe with an ounce and a half of silver, and just down the hatch. I've done two doses today already. And this relates to what? This next story. Scientists have found a new strain of bacteria that is resistant to all antibiotics. Guess what? It's called a life-threatening superbug, and they view it under a microscope. You'll see the picture. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. For years, and I'm quoting now from the article, for years, Experts have warned there would come a day when antibiotics would cease being effective. It's not new news. It's not just, oh, we just discovered this. They've been knowing about it for decades. Resistance to antibiotics started up almost within the first, well, I think technically the first year, because the microbes act way faster than humans can think in response to the poison they are feeding the microbes, that is antibiotics. It's a form of chemotherapy. And the bacteria then express new DNA that turns that deadly antibiotic to them into lunch, like methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Methicillin would normally kill a staph bacteria. Suddenly it doesn't, and the staph bacteria can eat it for lunch and go on to live another day. And this is what's happening in the gut to many microbes because of that which is being given to children, given to adults, or given to animals that you consume. And now we're at that point where we have E. coli, an unstoppable form of E. coli found in China a few weeks ago. Chinese and British scientists identified the first strain in a pig, then in raw pork meat, and then in a small number of people. No antibiotic can kill it. They've also found it in Malaysia. So what are we going to do? We're going to give up? Go Jim Jones and go, well, we can't win against the E. coli. Everybody take themselves out. I mean, that's what they'd like you to do. But no, you have the ability to utilize the natural world against the natural world. Of course, it's sort of like the natural world against the unnatural world, because there would be no MRSA. There would be no multi-drug or total drug-resistant forms of E. coli if it weren't for man and his arrogance in bringing antimicrobial drugs into the environment to the extent that he has done. Inadvertently, initially, okay, maybe they were ignorant. Now, and for many decades, they have not been. Yet they still do it because they refuse to allow you to know that silver can eradicate every bacteria on the planet without resistance when you have the correct form. And you do it judiciously, appropriately. There's no resistance that develops. There's too many factors, too many ways it is addressing these microbial infections, including E. coli, which you can put that fire out using the silver allo protocol if you'd like, or open up the garden hose full of silver and run it right down your gullet, and it'll wipe it out. And then you can simply replenish the good guys with probiotic recolonization. But that's not something they want to report on, because there's an agenda. There's a control agenda. You know that. We cover it all of the time here, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The media is loath to report on it because it would mean an end to their advertising campaigns that are funding them from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, promoting the use of ever more drugs, ever more toxic poisons, again, leaving you less healthy, more dependent, weaker, and easier to manipulate and control. Is that what you want to be? Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, we got a cannabis update that can also help you from being manipulated and controlled by the minions of the mainstream media. Thanks for being here. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Last 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN. Of course, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast on Epic Times, and of course, UK Health Radio across the pond. Thanks for being here. RobertScottBell.com, the website. Say thanks to those who make this message possible. I was just talking about E. coli superbugs created by modern medicine, the medical monopoly, hospital settings, nosocomial infections. Those are hospital-acquired infections. Iatrogenic disease, disease caused by doctors. Idiopathic diseases, infections. We don't know the origin, the etiology. We own nothing. Again, they own and run you if you let them. You have the power to step outside their pharmaceutical matrix. You do, but you're convinced that you do not. If you pay attention only to the mainstream media. But if you're here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're breaking through that medical matrix to see reality for what it really is. that which is where you're the hero of your own story. That's right. We got some cannabis updates in a moment. I'm going to go to a comment here from the website at robertscottbell.com. This is from, from Lori. And this kind of relates to what I was talking about, the superbugs and modern medicine, medical monopoly. She says, hi, Dr. Bell. No question today, just an observation. I work in a hospital, and it struck me just how far some people have their head in the sand as far as nutrition. Hospitals are the worst. My patient's lunch tray consisted of a preformed frozen grayish hamburger patty with pre-drawn on grill marks placed upon a bright white processed hamburger bun. Next to that, a lump of powdered mashed potatoes. Next to that was a serving of canned green beans, probably the only thing maybe edible there. That's my opinion on that. Dessert was bright green Jell-O. Beverage was a large orange soda. Wow, Lori says. That gastronomic dream came to her as she was on the phone asking her husband to bring in some goodies for her. Beef jerky, pepperoni cheese hot pockets, and gummy bears. She was 31 years old. I see this every day, all day. You must get so frustrated. My hat's off to you and all like you who are definitely making inroads against the likes of these hospitals and patients who believe this everyday fare is a good way to go. Bless you, Lori. Lori, bless you for writing in on those observations to let you know we are not exaggerating. We're not making it up. Dietitians still in league with the pharmaceutical food manufacturers and promoting this kind of food. And, of course, the people in hospitals still demanding, hey, I want more of that. Bring me a Hot Pocket. You're doing it to yourself. Well, not you if you listen to this show regularly, but you know who I'm talking about, the people Lori are seeing every day in a hospital setting. What can we do to break the cycle? What can we do to break the cycle? I got one idea. No, I'm not advocating everybody needs to smoke weed. I mean, it's not something I do. But the point is, the utilization of this plant that God created is something that could bring about a whole new era of noncompliance with government. And that's a good thing. It is a good thing, despite what dildo-waving leftist sexual radicals are doing in protest to protesting of gun-free zones, right? The mock shooting that occurred. Go back and listen if you missed last hour, historical information that the new media is bringing. And we're going to continue doing that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cannabis, one of the things, and I'm talking now CBD, not the stuff that makes you hot. CBD is shown to basically make it harder to be controlled, to be manipulated, to be programmed by the minions of the mainstream media. That, my friends, is a good thing. And I'm not saying you have to smoke it. You can eat it. You can take the oil. You can do the CBD-only form that I utilize from Cannavest, cannavest.com, cannavest.com. And you can benefit, too, in many ways in reducing anxiety, in helping to protect your nervous system, and, of course, the issue of seizures, which we may get into momentarily. But first story on the cannabis update, a judge in Canada. Yes, you know, Canadians, I love to make fun of you. We love you. By the way, Fridays are now Detoxa Fridays on the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to our good buddy from Canada, Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox. And if you go to docofdetox.com, you can download his book for free, Healthy to 100, brand new book. Ebook you can get for free between now and January 2nd of the new year, 2016. Please do that. What happened in Canada? One day last week, the main Gatineau courthouse was buzzing with a judge's ruling, a loony sentence that says much about marijuana's road to respectability, according to the article. There was a man, evidently, before Justice Pierre Chevalier, charged with cultivating 30 pot plants in Canada. The Crown, that's what they call the government there sometimes, the Crown was looking for a sentence of 90 days in jail, but the judge was having none of that. He had a different idea. He fined the accused, Mario LaRouche, $1, throwing in a victim surcharge of 30 cents. Justice Chevalier called Canada's cannabis laws outdated and ridiculous, and pointed directly at the intentions of the new Liberal government of Justin Trudeau to legalize and regulate the use of the cannabis plant. Interesting. The judges are going, man, this is ludicrous. Why are we prosecuting a crime with no victims? And then, of course, we do have some, even our religious right fanatics that say, oh, well, you know, cannabis, it's a gateway drug to what? Or it's a drug that's evil in itself. The evil weed, you've heard that. You've also heard Ty Bollinger speak to that power and say, that's ludicrous. God created this plant. It's a plant that is used for good purpose. Sure, some people will use it recreationally and sit on their couch and eat munchies. But really, isn't that far superior than taking a pharmaceutical psychotropic drug and shooting up a school? Which one is evil? You define it. And if you define the first one, using cannabis as evil, there's a screw loose in your head that cannot be fixed with a pharmaceutical drug. And now we go back to our audience, you, the listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that contribute to what we do here so greatly. And this is coming from Mark D. He writes us, what's up, my healing partners? Hey, Super Don, you back? This is perfect timing. Mark D is back. And sometimes he'll write, what up, my healing partners?
Yes.
He says, I have something for you when you have a cannabis update. And that's good because I have a cannabis update right now. By the way, you're not having to duck and cover. Are you okay, Super Don? Just want to check.
No. If you're familiar with Skype, every once in a while, it'll pop up a little window that says, a new version of Skype is available.
No.
Yeah,
run.
Well, I did the update, and now it's crashing like every 10 minutes.
Don't do it. Super D. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's get to the letter from Mark D. I have a friend at work who has a dog, he says, which is his baby, because him and his wife never had human one of their own. He revealed to me that they are constantly in and out of the vet's office because of the dog's condition. The vet is doing the best he can with what he knows and what medicines he has available to him. And, of course, you know that's antibiotics, prednisone, and vaccinations. Now, I'm going to go back to the story here. He says, but the dog's condition keeps getting worse, no matter how much the vet throws at it. The vet keeps increasing the dose, which is causing more side effects, which the dog has to get other meds for to treat those. The condition the dog has is, guess what? Seizures. The dog has seizure disorders. He has them multiple times per week, sometimes multiple times per day. So guess what Mark D says? He says, I told him he needed to call Shannon, our friend, at Canavest down in Mission Valley, San Diego area, and order some CBD oil. After talking it over with his wife, they called and ordered some. Long story short, they got the Canavest plus CBD oil, and the dog has not had a seizure since.
Well, there you go.
Dude, this is awesome. He couldn't thank me enough for pointing him in the right direction. Mark D, you are awesome. You are a hometown healer for communicating to your friends to help save that dog's life from the drugs of the veterinary medical mafia.
But keep in mind,
yeah,
it's only anecdotal.
Right. Doesn't count, right? Not until it happens in a peer-reviewed journal and it's synthesized and patented and available only through prescription at 100 times, 1,000 times the price. You can get it right now at cannavest.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. And please tell your local mom-and-pop independent health food store retailer that they need to carry the plus CBD oil from Cannavest. And Mark D continues. He says, that's one of the reasons I call you my healing partners. I have helped many people improve their lives because of the information I learned from you, Ty, Mike Adams, Dr. Bittar, Dr. King, and now Dr. Wolf. And Paul Baratiero, who I've talked to personally. Also Doc Newsom I've talked to. There are others, but they are all trusted sources where I get my information from. Guys, thank you for everything you're putting out there. I appreciate your dedication to humankind. My family has greatly benefited from you. And then he continues. I love this, Mark D. He's cool. Can't wait to meet him. He says, I live in Southern California, unfortunately, he says. But I will be attending the Cal Jam in March. Yay! That's we had Billy D on last week. Cal Jam, check it out, man. It's happening in March, and you can be there, too. We've got links up in the show notes. He says, I will try to elbow my way up to shake your hand and thank you personally. And then a message to you, Super Don. Ready? Don, no, I don't have a red stapler. When are we going to get that introduction you screwed up?
I screwed up?
I don't know. I think he's still on that thing. Hell, freedom, and liberty, right?
He's just busting my cojones, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is. But he's a good guy. He can do that. I'll give him some leeway on
all
that.
All right. So let me get this straight. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark D.
Yeah.
Will not rest until I fix.
Yeah.
The read there by our buddy Casey Keating to say health, freedom, and liberty.
Right.
Instead of health, freedom, and liberty.
Yeah, or we'll have them reread Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty. That way it's easy for them. What do you think? Is it feasible? Too much to ask for?
Let's see. What time is it here? Okay, he's thrown down the gauntlet. Let's see if I can do this before the end of the show.
Oh, good Lord. Unbelievable. We're going to try that. By the way, when will flu season start? It looks like it's not happening so well for the flu shot minions. And are they going to manufacture a flu season that didn't happen yet? Also, maybe you can forecast your health better than a doctor. I would say yes at healthfinder.gov. They're acknowledging that. Could it be that your body can tell you more things than your doctor could ever know from any test that he or she gives you? Check it out. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got a feel-good story. It's kind of a mixed bag, about a boy battling leukemia. So we'll talk about that mixed bag. And if you ever have a question or comment, go to robertscottbell.com like Lori and Mark D. did. Or call us, leave a message when we're off the air or live when we're on the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. One more segment today. Join us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Looks like the levels will be fine.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
In hearkening back to our opening segment, Super Don, we had a story about tolerating anti-vaxxers as a losing strategy. And, of course, I called them out on it, as I always do. The other story we covered was about the new E. coli that resists every antibiotic thrown at it, right? Correct. And, of course, they're worried about some kids getting chicken pox in Australia. Ooh, dangerous, right? Anybody die? No. There's an article off of RonPaulInstitute.org. called First They Came for the Antivaxxers, and I was just noticing, I haven't been able to read through, I skimmed it, and then I just noticed on the public, what do you call it, social network, right, one of the quotes from there, Roseanne picked it out again, our friend, our naturopath, the author of The Nature of Healing, she pulled that out of the article. It said, drug-resistant superbugs kill nearly 15,000 people a year in the United States, and a recent report predicts that they could kill as many as 300 million people by 2050, and they're worried about kids getting chickenpox.
Chickenpox.
I'm telling you, this is a cognitive dissonance. This is an agenda for vaccinations. It is not an agenda to protect kids. They want you to be pharmaceutical slaves, and they're going to completely ignore the danger of nosocomial, iatrogenic infections, resistant infections to all antibiotic therapy, and that's the real danger. And yet, even though they acknowledge it, it's in the peer-reviewed literature, they pay it lip service and never connect it to their agenda to vaccinate you and your kids. So there you go. Just wanted to bring that back around. Now, Super D, Mark D, put down the gauntlet for you. He said he's been after you to correct that read in the opening. Did you actually pull it off in like 5 minutes or less?
Yeah. Now, I mean, let's go on the record here.
Yeah.
You literally got that question like right before we went to break, right?
Yes, literally on the way out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So over the break, just because the tornado hasn't hit yet.
Yeah.
And Skype didn't crash.
Yeah.
We now have, and I just worked my magic here.
All right.
You notice that in the original intro that we have, when it gets towards the end, he says, and now the voice of health, freedom, and liberty.
Right.
Robert Scott Bell, correct?
Yes, right. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just for you, Mark D, even though you don't have a red stapler, here is the version, and you know what, whatever, let's take a vote here. Okay. As we listen to this, this is what it sounds like if instead of saying health, freedom, and liberty, if he indeed says health, freedom, and liberty, here we go.
Now the voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Dude. How did you do that? That is like no minutes you did it.
Yeah, play it again so we can hear one more time.
Now the voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
You did it. That sounds good. How did you do that?
So here's the question. We have had it for years now.
Right.
Health, freedom,
and liberty.
But I mean, we're talking all the way back to 2005 and before.
Well, that doesn't make you look good that it could have been done in 5 minutes or less. And
I thought it was supposed to be that way, but I understand.
Oh, yes.
And you never said it was wrong.
No, I mean, listen to me.
Fair.
I'm the dictatorial, horrible host that just yells at you for everything, right? I just roll with it. I don't know, you know, just roll with it.
Okay.
I don't,
all right. Yeah. So listen, yeah. I mean, we could either put this up to a vote.
Yeah.
Or we could just let the grand poobah here of his show.
Mark D wins the prize there. Yeah, I like it. I think it's better.
So, okay, so.
Yeah.
From this day forward, I will correct the intros because
okay.
Mark D said so.
All right. Well, Ben, over there on the board, you're going to have to work your magic at GCN to make sure they'll implement the new open. Because we're going to have to convert all of them. And it's just a subtle thing, but it really matters. It matters. It matters to this starfish. It matters to our listener, Mark D. So he'll be happy. Good job. Well, listen, we only have a minute or so left. I just want to at least acknowledge this young boy battling leukemia for the second time. He was made an honorary Navy SEAL. Now, this is on one level a feel-good story. And do I believe he has suffered enough to become a SEAL? Yes, he suffered more than most SEALs suffer. He's 14. He's been treated for leukemia for a long time. Since 2012 when he was diagnosed in May of 2015 with 7 months left of treatment. They informed him, the doctors, that his cancer was back. That's the bad news of it, because the parents don't know there are other ways to reverse leukemia without chemotherapy. They exist, but man, has this kid suffered, and I'm happy that the Navy SEALs made him an honorary SEAL. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Super Don. Thanks to Pete Santilli. Tomorrow, back with Dr. Bitar in Advanced Medicine. Why would we do this? Of course, it's because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.